This is Super Yacht Radio.
It's day one of the Monaco Yacht Show, back after 2 years. And I'm here with a brand new 2021 business that's just launched. With somebody who's not new to the industry, but a brand new business launched by Mark Pascoe of Falcon Tenders. Thanks for having us to join you today, Mark.
Yeah, hi, very nice to see you, and we're very pleased to be here opening the show with you today.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a wonderful show, decently busy, lots and lots of people in town, and you've brought something brand new to town to look at. Tell us a little bit about Falcon.
So we're a brand new tender builder on the marketplace here. I've got 20 years experience of building tenders with my former business, Pascoe International. And we have built this new business out of passion to build something individual, offer something special to the most discerning clients in the industry. And we've got a 10.6 metre hybrid limousine here, which is a kind of top of the range tender for the industry. And we've self-funded the build of that to demonstrate the possibilities of this industry, and the limits are only your imagination. So we have put together some very interesting features and details in the boat, just to show clients and owners, you know, how far you can go. And I think we've really achieved something special here. Again, the concept in the interior is to make it feel more like the saloon on a yacht rather than being in a boat. A lot of big yacht owners don't really like boats, particularly small boats. So again, we've incorporated a Seakeeper stabilization unit, and the feeling inside the boat is very spacious, very airy, lots of light, and it really feels like you're in a saloon, not a tender as such.
And of course, the sizes of yachts clients are demanding larger, bigger, and of course that will mean much larger tenders, much more impressive tenders, which is what we're looking at today. Like you said, 10.6 metres, it's not a small boat, very, very beautifully designed. Tell us a little bit about the aesthetics as well as the functionality.
Yeah, so this is styled naval architecture and styling by Michael Leach Design, and then we've done a lot of the interior ourselves, experimenting and working together with Michael Leach and his team. And I think we've achieved something very, very individual. We've got really high quality paint finishes on the outside. We've got some different details which are metallized coated, which are, again, new interesting finishes to the exterior of a tender. And yeah, I think something really individual and special. You know, we've paid a lot of attention to the helmsman area. That looks more like the bridge of a yacht than a tender console. And again, these are all features that can be customised and individualised to match the yacht and its interior and exterior lines.
Well, oftentimes the grandest yachts have tenders that are like mini-me's, and that this would be absolutely fitting into that perfect idea. Of course, like you said earlier on to me, that you know, you could have a huge 200 metre yacht, but in fact many people will see you arrive on that tender.
Yes, exactly that. So the big yachts now are too big to come even into Monaco Harbour. So, you know, you're anchored 2-3 miles offshore. When the owner and his guests are coming ashore, the only thing that is seen is the tender. So it's extremely important that the tender looks absolutely outstanding. And it's all about the quality and level of finishes and comfort, etc. And again, you know, we've introduced a hybrid solution here so that again, partly sustainability and also partly comfort and practicality. When you're operating in the harbour, the boat's operating on full electric power with zero emissions and no noise. As you go out into open sea, the combustion engines come in and then start self-charging. And then as we slow down again to arrive at the yacht, we're back onto electric power with zero emission and no noise.
And the no noise and no smell of diesel is such a factor for people, like you said, who may love large yachts but aren't really that comfortable in smaller vessels.
Yes, absolutely that. So you know, it's extremely important, the quality of the ride, the stability, the handling of the boat. And the hybrid solution allows, rather than engaging gear to a running engine, you're actually starting from zero RPM. So pulling away is absolutely seamless because there's no clunking in and out of gear. It's completely seamless, zero RPM to whatever you want. So yes, I think it's a really neat solution, and it's helping save the planet.
Well, all important at the moment in the industry. I mean, everybody's thinking about sustainability, up from huge boats and hydrogen solutions all the way down. So I think it's imperative. I think if you've got a choice, often then you want to choose, or some people want to choose, a more sustainable solution.
Yes.
If it's important for a big boat, then it's going to be important for the tender.
Yes, and I think as tender builders, we're being asked to sort of bridge the gap between performance and sustainability. So with this solution, you get the top-end performance from the combustion engines, but tenders are mainly operating idling around. And so that's where a lot of the hours are spent idling around, maybe 10 minutes running to the yacht, but hours and hours at idle. And this solution allows the tender to be totally emission free for all those many, many hours of crew waiting for owners and their guests, or and all the local manoeuvring in harbours and in more inshore waters. For example, you know, around the canals of Venice, some canals now you're only allowed electric. So this boat can be selected electric only, and you know, you can take your guests all the way into those fabulous network of canals in Venice on the electric boat.
Incredible.
Yeah.
No pollution, no emissions. And I think really that's what we're all looking for, striving for.
We're also manufacturing the main structures using a plant-based epoxy resin. So this is not coming from oil. This is from natural oils from plants. We're sourcing our leather from sustainable Scottish herds in the Highlands of Scotland, along with some fancy Italian for glitto as well. So, we're working very hard to make the whole ethos of our business sustainable moving forward.
Yeah, it's a tender with a real pedigree from you guys at Falcon. And not just because you're heading up the team, but you've put a great team in place. Tell us a little bit about who's behind Falcon and what's happening with your new team.
Yeah, so I teamed up with my business partner, Dean Stoneman, whose history is from Formula 2 motor racing and going on to test for Formula 1 motor racing, in fact, and then had a health scare.
Quite fascinating how much crossover there is between automotive and yachting in the last few years.
No, absolutely. And I mean, my background is from powerboat racing. Dean, my business partner, after his sort of health scare, stopped motor racing but went into powerboat racing. And I was at a function here at the Monaco Yacht Club the other night, the launch of the new electric offshore racing series. Mm-hmm. And many, many offshore people here are also involved in the superyacht industry. And I think the reasons are that the level of quality that's expected in Formula One in terms of engineering, presentation, the whole event, it's a lot of similarities here.
Yeah.
So again, we're bringing that racing expertise into our engineering on the boats. So very, very clean electric systems and rigging, etc. So there are a lot of crossovers.
Yeah, it's not surprising, is it? It's surprising it's just taken such a long time for there to be that kind of collaboration between the two industries who, like you say, work very, very similarly with similar clients and a similar ethos. Tell me a little bit more about what we can expect for you next year. You've launched this year. I'm looking at the most incredible tender. And honestly, it works as an audio medium, but we will put video and images up because she's absolutely stunning. And a great name, Miss Wonderly, and you said there was a story behind it, so love to hear it if we can.
The first tenders I was involved with were for the late Tom Perkins, the builder of the Maltese Falcon yacht. Mm-hmm. So we put together the tenders for that yacht, and that was always very dear to me because up until then I was building high performance ribs for my ex race colleagues and things like that, and Tom came along and gave us a brief, and you know, we developed these fabulous tenders with Ken Vrivoc. Mm-hmm. And then went on together to build the business into a huge tender building business, producing over 200 tenders together. We chose to go our separate ways a couple of years ago, and I decided to call this business Falcon Tenders after the Maltese Falcon and those tenders that I was involved with at that time. And I have the Maltese Falcon is a film starring Humphrey Bogart, very old film, and a book. And I have a Maltese Falcon on my reception area here, the actual Falcon in a glass dome. And Miss Wonderly is the alias that Bridget O'Shaughnessy used in the film. And Bridget O'Shaughnessy was the naughty lady in the film, and that's what Tom Perkins called his naughty tender. So that's the backstory behind it all.
I love that.
But it's a little bit candid, so not many people are going to catch that. But it's a great name for the boat as well.
It's a great name for the boat. And, you know, I think most people who have anything to do with this industry, and even if they don't, have a huge soft spot for the Maltese Falcon. I mean, how could you not? She's such a majestic ship.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most iconic yachts, I mean, in the last, got to be 20 years or more. And at the time, so groundbreaking. And between Ken and Tom, that yacht was, well, and Dijkstra's team, of course, doing the rig. But, I mean, just an incredible project to be involved with. And Tom himself is such a gentleman, you know. So, yeah, it's a sad loss to the industry, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But as something from the ashes, now you have Falcon.
Yes, absolutely.
And something beautiful is born out of it. And they really are exceptional. I'm going on and on about it, but I will post some videos so that the listeners can see how absolutely stunning that you've done. And we're very excited to see what you do in 2022. But well done for the launch, and great to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Super Yacht Radio.